Hundreds of grade school children beamed as the actor implored them to be conscientious. The Color Purple star was there as part of Just Elementary's Black History program. He recited the Langston Hughes poem, I Too Sing America.
Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when people come. They'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am American.
Glover told the students that they wouldn't be hearing those words if iconic African-American writer Langston Hughes hadn't chosen to write them down. His emphasis on the importance of writing comes days before the school's fourth graders and fourth graders across the state will take the writing portion of the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT. He told the roomful of students that it's also vital to scope out the work of other writers.
You're going to have to read in order to be able to learn the nuances of writing and see what other people have done.
Earlier in the program, a group of first graders reenacted the story of Ruby Bridges, who at 6 years old fell into the center of the civil rights debate. In 1960, her mother had insisted that she go to an all-white school in New Orleans, where U.S. Marshals had to escort her in on her first day. Glover told the cafeteria full of mostly African-American students that reflecting on the challenges their ancestors have fought to overcome for generations will help them discover their own potential.
You've already outlined your history, your story. You've already said that my life is big. My life is humongous. My life is not only a life about me, it's a life about the betterment of his community, the betterment of the nation, the betterment of the world, the betterment of humanity.
Glover has been outspoken in his criticism of U.S. foreign policy, especially the war in Iraq and the U.S.'s relationship with Haiti. He told WMNF there's a connection between the uprisings in places like Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya, and events happening a little closer to home.
Well, what's happening in North Africa, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, what's happening in Columbus, Ohio, what's happening in other places. I think one is one time we often say that what happens in another place resonates in what happens where you are, that we're such that the world is so small and this world that is so small is inclusive of us all. So you cannot separate what's happening from North Africa and in various other places in the world, that what is happening right now at this particular moment in this country.
He said community-mindedness is especially vital these days, a time when wages are stagnant for many and working-class families have been traumatized by the loss of economic opportunities. Glover added that the middle class has been shrinking at an alarming rate.
The wealth has been skewed toward the top 1%. That's a reality. Everybody announces it. Everyone acknowledges it. You know, it's something that they acknowledge without thinking, having any kind of consciousness about it, you know, or whether there's a value or understanding about that, that people are having a hard time.
Just Elementary is across the street from a public housing project in West Tampa. Glover said regardless of their background, kids here and everywhere should have access to necessities like quality education as well as health care.
These children are entitled to have an education to not only make them prosper in life as human beings, but prosper in life as citizens. They're entitled. That's an entitlement, not a privilege. That's an entitlement. The entitlement to believe that health care is an entitlement for people. They're entitled to believe that. That a job that pays them not simply minimum wage, but a living wage is an entitlement. It's an entitlement to be able to form communities, not only communities that serve each other and communities that embrace and support each other. That's an entitlement. That's the human being. The human beings are entitled to that, you know, not a privilege to just a few people or not something that'd be taken away and snatched away from people at somebody else's whim.
Glover added that, like protesters in the Middle East and North Africa, and like abolitionists of a century and a half ago, informed populations can fight for social change and economic justice, but only if they talk about it first. From West Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.